With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump officially nominated former Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh as the Fed chair. More from Ed Donahue.
Jerome Powell's term ends in 2 months. Powell and President Trump have clashed over interest rates. In late January, the president was asked if Warsh committed to cutting interest rates, if he's confirmed.
I don't want to ask him that question. I think it's inappropriate, probably. But he certainly wants to cut rates. I've been watching him for a long time.
The nomination could stall in the Senate. North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis has said he will oppose confirming Warsh until a criminal investigation into Jerome Powell is resolved. The Justice Department is looking into the Fed's $2.5 billion building renovation project. Ed Donahue, Washington.
They are losing the war, but you'd never know it from this next statement. The bragging simply has not halted from Tehran. The foreign minister actually said the United States would bitterly regret sinking an Iranian warship. The Trump administration not pleased with the liberal news media coverage of the U.S. military deaths in the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
From the Pentagon to the White House, Trump administration officials chastised the press for front page news coverage of six American deaths in the Iranian conflict.
I get it. The press only wants to make the president look bad, but try for once to report the reality.
The press in this room and the press across the country should accurately report on the success of Operation Epic Fury.
News organizations have long reported U.S. military deaths, including during the Biden administration's military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
White House pressing big tech to build its own power. That as AI data centers spark anger over electric bills. This is SRN News. Pro-family advocates are cheering the Supreme Court. The reason? Well, here's Michael Harrington.
They support the justice's decision this week, barring California schools from helping a child live as the opposite sex without their parents' approval while a lawsuit plays out. It follows last year's high court ruling that parents have the right to opt their kids out of classes or lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The justices seem to be favoring parental rights and perhaps beginning the process of rolling back the advance of transgenderism in the schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anglicans face a looming choice about whether their global church family can stay united. Conservative leaders meeting in Nigeria, where they are expected to debate a plan that could loosen or even sever ties to the Archbishop of Canterbury. Many within the Global Fellowship of Confessing Anglicans oppose liberal shifts that have taken place in Western churches. This is SRN News. Wall Street making a comeback.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street after oil prices stopped spiking. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Wednesday. The index erased most of the losses it took since the war began with Iran over the weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 238 points. That's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 1.3%. Uncertainty about the war has sent markets careening this week, mostly out of fears that if oil prices keep surging, it could mean higher expenses for households and businesses and push inflation higher. Oil prices moderated throughout the day. Seth Sutel, New York.
Apple CEO Tim Cook promising a big week of product announcements, including the introduction of a new budget-friendly iPhone 17e and a new entry-level MacBook Neo, as well as updated iPad Air models. More details, srnnews.com.